The Origins of the Modern World, a Global and Environmental Narrative from the 15th to the 21st Century. Written by Robert B. Marks. Narrated by James Anderson Foster. Copyright by the Roman and Littlefield Publishing Group, Incorporated. This audiobook is published by arrangement with the Roman and Littlefield Publishing Group, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2024 by Echo Point Books and Media, LLC, which holds the copyright there too. Preface and Acknowledgements. Why a fifth edition? The past may not change, but our history of it does. History, the narratives that historians write, is relevant to us because historians are influenced in their selection of what and how to write about the past by their engagement with issues and problems that confront us today. As I was working on the first edition of this book in the year 2000, environmental historian J.R. McNeill published Something New Under the Sun, An Environmental History of the 20th Century. In that book, McNeill observed that he thought that 100 years hence, at the end of the 21st century, historians and others looking back at the 20th century would be struck by the significance not of the two massive world wars, the rise and fall of fascism and communism, the explosive growth of the human population, or the women's movement, but of the changed relationship of humans to Earth's natural environment. As an environmental historian myself, I found that observation compelling and incorporated an ecological theme in my narrative. The world holds many surprises, but one has to be how much faster McNeill's prediction has arrived. It hasn't taken a century, but just a few years, for the importance of the change in our relationship to the environment to thrust itself to the forefront of our understanding of the recent past, and to give the epoch in Earth history we are now in a new name, the Anthropocene. When I first wrote this book, I did so because a new body of scholarship on Asia, to which I contributed, had made it possible to reconsider the usual answer to the question of the origins of the modern world, the rise of the West. The new scholarship on Asia, which Jack Goldstone dubbed the California School because so many of us lived, worked, or published in California, raised questions about how and why the modern world came to have its essential characteristics, politically organized into nation-states, and economically centered around industrial capitalism. Our findings that Asian societies had
Sample complete. Ready to continue?